tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Reactions continue over in an intelligence report which notes Russian President Vladimir Putin directed a cyber campaign to meddle in the November U.S. presidential election won by President-elect Donald Trump. President Obama spoke on the ABC News program this week.
The report is very clear. Number one, the Russians sought to interfere with the election process, that the cyber hacking that took place by the Russians was part of that campaign, and that they had a clear preference in terms of outcomes.
In the past, Mr. Trump has said he does not believe the Russians use computer hacking to affect the outcome of the election. North Korea says it could test launch an intercontinental ballistic missile at any time and from any location of its choosing. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter spoke on NBC News about being prepared for a North Korea missile attack.
We are ready to negotiate.
North Korea TV reported the hostile policy the U.S. is to blame for pushing Pyongyang to develop an ICBM. China said it opposes any contact between the Taiwanese leaders and U.S. officials a day after Taiwan's president met with U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Cruz said that China does not have the right to say with whom U.S. officials can meet. President-elect Donald Trump drew criticism from China when he said that he was going to have a phone conversation with Tsai shortly after he was elected in November. This is VOA News.